Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
I'm in the studio with Shelley Stockton, Classical Conversations academic team advisor, longtime homeschooling mom of five girls who are all grown now. What are kind of just some encouraging words when it becomes almost too difficult and you're really sure you can't do it?
I would say be on your knees a lot and pray and ask the Lord for direction. There's a lot of support out there. Unlike the early years when you were homeschooling, Lee, now there is a plethora of things to choose from. You can't do it all, so choose and then just trust the Lord, you know, that He's going to use it. I would caution them against making homeschooling an idol. It will not fix all of your problems. It does not make you better than your neighbor. So use it to be an avenue to love your neighbor and to have more opportunities to, yes, have conversations with your kids, but also serve your community. What does the Lord want you to do to redeem that time that you're not in school?
Shelley, we talk a lot about in education, the pursuit of truth, and it's a person named Jesus Christ. Could you give me an example of how you think of truth?
Truth can be known, and truth is faithful. So when we have our children open presents around Christmas time, we know the fragile ones and we say, don't shake that one, but you can shake the others, right? Don't shake that one. The thing I think about is that truth can be packaged up. It can be shaken. You can question it and it will always be true.
It won't break, will it?
No, it won't fall apart or unravel because it's built on God's word. So truth can be known and it can be learned and it can benefit our lives. It shows us how to live.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.